On Midwest Week, a wrap-up of the just-completed season for the Quad City Mallards. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Bobby Metcalf, sports reporter for the Quad City Times. So, on the ice anyway, Bobby, how did the Mallards do this year?
They made the playoffs. It was looking dicey there for a little while. They started the season off really well, first place in the division. Then the middle of the season hit. They started falling off, ended up getting into 10th place, and were looking like they were going to miss the playoffs for the first time under Terry Ruskowski, but they turned it around in the final 2 months, put together a nice little run, made the playoffs, got swept by Missouri in the first round. But overall, you know, anytime you make the playoffs, it's a successful season.
Because it seems like the team was really up and down. They'd play well for a couple of games, and then they was like they didn't show up for a couple of games.
That's the nature of minor league hockey. if these guys could play at a high level consistently, they wouldn't be down here. That's part of the reason they're down here.
And how much was the team affected by call-ups to Iowa and Minnesota, do you think?
This is the first year, I think, that the Mallards were the sole affiliates with Minnesota, and I think you saw that really come affect them on the ice. They lose a goaltender with the caliber of Steve Michalek, who made it all the way up to the Minnesota Wilds playoff roster in his rookie season. They lost a couple of their best defensemen for a month. 2 months, some of the forwards got called up. It just, and then they had injuries too. And they just couldn't quite put everything back together. The chemistry that they had early in the season, they just couldn't quite find that as the season went on.
Because I remember one time you reporting or someone said that the coach was unhappy because he was really short-staffed for some games.
There was a stretch of about 3 or 4 games there in December or January where he, because of injuries or call-ups, he had 14 skaters, usually of 16. You know, they were short. That was when you kind of really saw the effects hit them on the ice.
And how about Coach Terry Ruskowski this year? How did he do? What was his role in all this?
I think with everything that's involved, I think he did a really good job. Like I said, this is the first year he's really been part of an actual affiliation. He brought in a few of his own guys, but a lot of the times he was kind of hamstrung on the guys that he could bring in, what he could do with them, who he had to play. I mean, you have to kind of play these Iowa guys, the AHL guys. And so, you know, that's not what Terry Ruskowski likes to do. He's very much built his name on bringing in his own players, developing them, bringing in his own style of hockey. I think for the adjustment that he had to go through and adjusting his coaching style, I think he did a very good job to get them to the playoffs.
And isn't this sort of the problem for minor league coaches in any sport?
It is. I mean, you look at it with teams like the Bandits. You know, last year they're the best team in all baseball, and they get a whole new crop of players this year, and they've struggled off the start. I mean, that's the nature of minor league hockey. You know, the fans, obviously, they want to see a winning product. They want to get to know these guys, and it's kind of trying to strike that healthy balance between getting returning players, getting fans back to get some fan favorites, but also get the talent in and develop them, because that's what the ECHL really is. It's a developmental league.
And longtime member of the team is retiring, Darren McMillan. How important was he all these years?
I think if you look back at it, he's going to be one of the more underappreciated Mallards that's come through here. You look at what he's done, you know, seven seasons really on the ice, 6 seasons as captain. He stuck with the team when they were, you know, on death's door. Mm-hmm. He missed 4 or 5 games total in his Mallards career. He's third all-time in games played. He's a very consistent defender. You can always trust him to do the right things on the back end. He's not a flashy player. He's not a vocal player. He's just consistent. I think next year the fans are going to kind of realize just how important and just how good he was on the ice and really off the ice as well.
And any guesses as to how many of the Mallards players will be back next year?
It's not going to be a lot. You know, I can think of 5-6 guys maybe that would be returning. You've got the Iowa guys who you have no idea what Minnesota and Iowa's plan for them is. I think there's about 4 or 5 maybe guys that Ruskowski brought in on his own that he would like to have come back. It's going to be a very, very different roster next season.
Okay, and so off the ice, did the Mallards attract big crowds this year?
Better than they have been doing. You look at attendance this year, and it's about league average, about 4,300 a game. Mm-hmm. That's up from under 4,000 last year. So they're increasing attendance. They're getting fans in. The playoffs, they didn't get very many in the playoffs, and I think part of that is situational with, you know, they couldn't sell tickets until late because they didn't know if they were getting in the playoffs. Then you come back, you're down 0-2. A lot of people aren't going to come want to watch a team get swept. But over the regular season, they were good. Their attendance increased. The ECHL commissioner, he came by late in the season. He said he was impressed with what the Mallards were doing. They're one of the teams that's doing everything right. A lot of other teams this year kind of dropped in attendance. Mallards weren't one of those. They actually increased.
So. And why was that? I mean, was that season tickets? Was it promotions? Was it all of the above and some other things?
Well, you look at some of the good nights they have. They brought in the Stanley Cup. That drew a big crowd. They brought in Jim Cornelison, the Blackhawks national anthem singer. That brought in a big crowd. And I think, again, it's just every year the Mallards look more stable, the more fans are going to be willing to come. You know, they're getting more corporate sponsorships. That's going to help. And just in general, you know, if you get a product that consistently, if you know you're going to make the playoffs, which it looked dicey, but under Rich Skowski, they've never missed the playoffs, that's going to start bringing fans back in.
And you and I remember when the team nearly disappeared a few years ago. So do we not have to worry about that anymore?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. You talk to first of all, they have the right people in place with not just Ruskowski as coach and GM, but Bob McNamara as team president. Mm-hmm. They brought in Bob Hoffman, who was a former CHL head guy to be one, you know, be another front office guy. Their front office does a really good job with tickets, with group sales. You know, this franchise is finally, last couple of years is looking more stable. And again, the move to the ECHL was a huge help for that.
And how about the owner of the Mallards? And first of all, remind us who he is, and is he happy these days?
Jordan Melville. I don't even want to go into what all his titles are because it's really confusing. But no, he's happy. He stopped by late in the season's playoff run. He said, you know, there's some few things that we're behind schedule on. You know, they're still not breaking even, mm-hmm. but you know, that's not, you know, obviously your minor league hockey, that's gonna be hard to do. But he says they're on the right track, maybe a little bit behind pace of where he'd like to be, but I think he's also a little more of an eager sort of opportunist. He wants to do things quickly, and I think it's just taking a little longer than he'd like, but I think for the most part he's very pleased with the way that the direction the team's heading.
His company owns, is it restaurants?
It's Boston,
in Canada?
Boston Pizza. It's like the Boston Pizza Company. T&M Holdings is the actual company name, and they're basically the owners of Boston Pizza.
Okay. And what about the ECHL? Will that be about the same next year, or will there be some major changes?
For the most part, be about the same. There's going to be a couple of changes. It's going to drop down a team, mm-hmm. Evansville. They couldn't get their lease sorted out, so they're moving to Owensboro and going dormant for a year to get that sort of situated, get the arena renovated. And then in the 2017-18 season, so you've got Owensboro coming in, and then you're going to also have Worcester come in with an AHL team as well. So it's gonna go up here in 2 years, but it's gonna be one less team this next season.
And what about the schedule? The schedule's been released. Is it mainly teams we've seen before that the Mallards will play next year?
You're going to see a lot of Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. I believe that's 12 times this next season. You're going to see a lot of Indy, a lot of Cincinnati. But you also see a couple of new teams. Obviously, Alaska comes in again, but we'll see Elmira. And there's a couple other teams from out east that we've never seen before. So that's exciting. There's a rare matinee game, Martin Luther King Day at 1:00. I'm a little excited for it. It's kind of nice to get in, get it out, and get it over with for me as far as deadline's concerned. But also it's going to be nice to just have a day hockey game. You know, you don't see that very often. So it's going to be a couple of new things on the schedule next year.